What's goody, what's goody, what's goody, everybody? It's Keem and I'm back with my tea of the day. Welcome to season 4, episode 21. Cuarto y veinte uno. And to be back at another one. I just want to get into Miss Scissor and this newest album. SOS, her second album. I just started getting into her to begin with. To be honest, and I was extremely impressed. Yeah, I was extremely impressed. She definitely did what she needed to do. Like, the only thing I know about SZA was she's talented and she's Lizzo's friend. And I've seen her on the Big Girls competition as like one of the hosts kind of thing here and there. So, like, I knew I was SZA, I knew Control did what it did when it came out in 2017. And I know, like, she had a lot of stuff dealing with, like, I guess, the industry politics, stuff like that she didn't really like or too keen to. But other than that, brand new artist. And I had to, like, it dropped the day before my birthday, so it dropped December 10th. And she dropped 23 tracks, and I feel like this could be the first album review I've done with 23 tracks on it. Let's get into it. But first, let's get into the album cover. So she's sitting on basically a diving board overlooking the ocean. And there's jersey that has the 5 in the back of it. I don't know what 5 represents for her. But the album cover is sick. It's simple. But it means a lot. Like, to me, the album cover definitely means, like, peace, stillness, just overthinking, figuring things out. It could definitely mean a lot. Just overlooking your life, overlooking your choices, and stuff like that. But 23 tracks. SOS, Kill Bill, Seek and Destroy, Low, Love Language, Blind, Used, Snooze, Notice Me, Gone Girl, Smoking on My X-Pack, Ghost in the Machine, F2F, Nobody Gets Me, Conceited, Special, Too Late, Far, Shirt, Open Arms, I Hate You, Good Days, and Forgiveness. From the track listing, even before I deep dived into this album, I definitely knew I was going to like Kill Bill. And, of course, Blind, because she performed that. Was it Blind? No, it was Shirt. I think it was Shirt and Blind that she performed on SNL. So we got a little sample of both of them. So I kind of already knew what I was getting into with this album. I just wasn't aware how cohesive it was going to sound. How the concept of the album is pretty heartbreak, of course, relationships, of course, growth within yourself. And within whatever relationship you're in, kind of thing. So those are, like, some of the themes on there. Breakup, after breakup, or not wanting to let an ex go, kind of thing. Many themes that she goes into. But let's get into our first track. If you haven't listened to an album review from me, like, I go into some tracks that I like. And we get into some motherfucking lyrics. Like, we get into the meat and potatoes of the song, how it made you feel. And then, of course, we're gonna sum it up. We're going to give it a rating and see if it's an album of the year worthy, or was it just like, okay, it was cute, but. And if you thought it was just cute, what more did you want from it? Like, what did it give you that I should have gave? But let's get into Kill Bill. I might kill Max. Not the best idea. His new girlfriend's next. How did we get here? I might kill my ex. I still love him though. Rather be in jail than alone. Just a little vocals for y'all, you know. Warming them up. But for real, Kill Bill is a dope song. It's the melody for me. It's her approach. It was definitely the approach for me. It was her harmonies, her melody. And not for nothing, Kill Bill was definitely like the action movie. And if you correlate the movie to the song, yeah. Because Kill Bill, the whole purpose of the movie was to kill Bill. Because Bill got her fucked up and trying to kill her when he found out that she was pregnant, or if he didn't know fully if she was pregnant or not. But Bill got her fucked up and she needed to kill Bill. So, let's get into my second track that we have to dissect. And it's no other than Blind. Fucking on my ex because he validates me. I wrote that down because that's deep. Like, that's some tea that we need to get into. Because not for nothing, like, a lot of people go back to their exes because it's something familiar. It's something that you feel like you can't get nowhere else kind of thing. Like, that person knows you. And so it's just something that you're just doing, but you don't necessarily want to do it. Kind of thing, but it's just happening. And they validate you. You know what you're getting. Hey, my past can't escape me. My pussy perceives me. My, how the times change. I'm still playing the victim. And you're still playing to pick me. I'm still playing the victim. But you're still playing to pick me. Like, you still a pick me nigga. Like, you still want to be picked on the fucking team. Like, you still ain't fucking realize that you are that nigga. Like, where the fuck is your confidence? Where the fuck is your balls? Did they drop yet? Because why are you still a pick me nigga? But I love how she's still holding her flaws and saying, I'm still playing the victim. Like, I already know my role in this, but you're still playing the victim. Like, you're still paying the pick me. Like, you still want to be picked by every bitch. And that's the fucking problem. Like, that's why we're not on the right page, you know, on the same page. Because you still want to be a pick me, nigga. You still want to be picked by everyone. And I'm still playing the victim. I'm being hurt by you. It's so embarrassing. All of these things I need living inside of me. I can't see it. It's so embarrassing, all of the love I seek living inside of me. I can't see it. I'm blind. Baby. Whew. All of the love I seek is living inside of me. Like, all the love that we need, that we're really thriving for, that we want, that we need to fulfill ourselves, to do whatever, it's inside of us. It's inside of us. Like, whatever we're looking for, we got. We just need to dig deep and find it. Because we can be blind to the fucking red flag that's right in front of us because it validates us. victimism. And seeking for things that we acquire. That we have, that we're equipped with. You might have to sharpen your tools, but it's inside of you. You're equipped with it. You just have to find it and hone in on that. But all the love I seek living inside of me, it's embarrassing. All of this love I seek, what is living inside of me? It's embarrassing. All of the things I need is living inside of me. I hold the power. Let's get into motherfucking smoking on an X pack. And Scissor, no one told me that you a rapper. Like, we gonna give 10 minutes fucking due. Scissor, if she wanted to be a rapper, she could be. Because she was fucking rapping on this motherfucking song. Smoking on an X pack. Roll the clip. Run it back. I'm really like that. I'm really not friendly. I need my credit. Niggas hate though. I need the numbers. I need the data. Got you talking crazy. Abracadabra, you niggas sideshow. I'm bobbing like psycho. Gassing like techo. Infection like micro. You tested, I might pop. I'm fucking on hot drops. Come on. Come on, it's the cadence for me. It's the double entendre for me. Like, come on. I got your favorite rapper a lot. I heard the dick was whack. That was smoke on the X-Pack, y'all. Like, I need the numbers. I need the data. Got you talking crazy. Abracadabra, you nigga sideshow. I'm bobbing like psycho. You gaffing like techo. Infectious. Infection like micro. You tested, I might pop. I'm fucking on hot dogs. Now, this next track. We all want to be noticed. We all want to see if that person that we're trying to get their attention, that we trying, that we seeking that validation, we seeking whatever. We will always want to know if they notice us. Like, do you notice me? Like, do you see me? As long as you got me, I don't want to be your girlfriend. I'm just trying to be your person. We can't even speak, but you stay on my mind. So, as long as you got me, I don't want to be your girlfriend. I just want to be a person. I want to be the person you pick. Because the title sometimes gets fuzzy. It gets a little, it gets shaky. And once we get those titles and shit like that, people stop playing their fucking position. And they take you for mansions. So she don't want to be your girlfriend. She just want to be your person. She wants to be the person you pick. She wants to be the person you pick every motherfucking night and every motherfucking day. If I had a dime or two for the cheap shit you spitting, I provide the mood. Let's get into Gone Girl. I need more space and security. I need less voices, just you and me. I need your touch, not your scrutiny. Squeezing too tight, boy, you're losing me. Gone girl, better get it together, you're gone girl. It's a sample for me. I forgot where she sampled the song from, but sample for me, the vocals for me. I need more space and security. I need less voices, just you and me. I don't want people around us, just you and me. Should be in this space, should be in this relationship. I need your touch, not your scrutiny. I need you here, but I don't need you criticizing. I mean, little fucking thing I do. Squeezing too tight, boy, you losing me. If you suffocate, but now if you suffocating me, like you losing me. And make it make sense. Get around you. Get around you and I regress. I decide what demons I digest. I'm just tired of repeating. We're tired of repeating the cycle. Get around you, I progress. And I decide what demons I digest. So I determine basically what I'm going to compromise with. Like, okay, you this type of person. You know what? I can compromise that. But it's still my choice. It's still, I'm deciding. I'm just tired of repeating. Trying to find the deeper meaning and nonsense. Trying to grow without hating the process. That's a mic drop there. Trying to find the deeper meaning in nonsense. Trying to grow without hating the process. We all have a process in life. We all need and have to grow. In whatever aspect in your life that needs it. But you never want to hate the process of growing. Like, that shit is some fucking real shit. Like, once you hate the process of growing, you're not going to want to grow. But you're trying to find a deeper meaning in nonsense. That's the fucking problem. We're trying to find the deeper meaning in shit that we don't need to be even fucking worried about, to be honest. Like, this shit is cute, but why are we really even worried about that shit, to be honest? And my next track. Ooh. I hate you. Treat me like corduroys. Wear me out. Arguments. You air me out. And if you wonder if I hate you, I do. Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What if I would make you feel just like this? I used to be solid till you scrambled me. Used to be a writer. You mishandled me. If you're wondering, I hate you. Fuck you. Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What would you do if I made you feel just like this? I used to be solid. So you scrambled me. You scrambled me like some fucking eggs. I used to be solid for you, though. And so you fumbled me, like you mishandled me, you misused me, you played me. But I was that ride or die nigga, like I was there in the trenches with you. This song, relatable to any aspect of your life, so any relationship that failed. This is relatable to that. During the grieving process, of course. Because you're going to hate that person for a while. Depending on what, how y'all ended, what the reason for y'all, the breakup of the relationship, the breakdown of the friendship or the relationship or whatever that aspect is. Last song we need to go into is Shirts. It's what you say and how you do me. That's self-explanatory. Like, it's like for me, it's always been, it's the approach and how you do me, it's your approach and how you treat me, is how we gonna progress in whatever we're trying to do. Blood stained on my shirt, you bitch on my nerve. Oh, nigga got curved, going back on my word. Damn bitch, you so thirsty, still don't know my worth. So stressed and perfection. Let you all in my mental. Got me looking too desperate. Damn. You know the term heart on your sleeve? Depending on what type of person you is. And you are. You always going to have the heart on your sleeve. Whether you like it or not. That's just the type of person you are. You always going to try to be the one to take your shirt off your back, like, so kind, so generous, just all about everybody. And there comes a time where you will look boo-boo the fool for a nigga. You definitely have him all up in your mental. But so stressed in perfection. To me, that's subjective, but I definitely get where she's coming from. Everyone wants to be, well, not everyone, I can't even say that, but oftentimes, a lot of people want to be perfect, whatever perfect means to you, so they're always chasing perfection, they're always chasing being number one, but people have to realize, and that comes of knowing your worth, that you can be the perfect person that you're supposed to be for you, but you'll never be perfect, so you should never chase perfection, because the scars and the cracks and the mistakes help you grow, they help you become a better you. So without them, with you chasing perfection, you'll never deal with all of the downfalls and all of everything else that comes with living life, that comes with abundance of just love and wealth and the abundance of self-love, the abundance of self-growth, the abundance of accountability. If we're perfect and we're chasing perfection, we'll never have those experiences. We'll never be in the trenches. And not for nothing, we need to be in the trenches in order to grow, in order to be the best us we can and we're supposed to be. But knowing your worth, ooh, especially if you're in a unhealthy relationship, you can constantly forget your worth. Because you're constantly, whether it's for people, I guess, the not wanting to be alone factor can definitely, you know, play a toll. And just the forgetting who you are, because you become that person. Not intentionally, but you become that person, you compromise things that you necessarily wouldn't do at fucking all. But you do it because, you know, you like them, and that's what makes them happy. And then they do the same thing for you, hopefully. And yeah, so eventually, sometimes you may end up losing yourself. But don't. It's not worth it. But let's listen to those vocals real quick, though. Because just in case y'all don't know, this is definitely a vocalist. Like, she gets it in. But naked at the end, you're so wasted, just give me fuck that. But you know what I'm gonna do. Oh, baby, stick it in for the memories, get to kicking in. It's too late.
We're here. Nobody gets me. You do. Nobody gets me. You do.
Come on, you do. I deserve less? Wow. Nobody gets me, you do. Like, I love how this was a rock kind of country song. Like, she has layers to her. Like, what am I rating this? Let's get into the rating. It's a bop album. The album is everything. I'm definitely giving it. Let me look back at this track list. I'm gonna have to give it an 8.5 out of 10. What it could've... Oh. Nah, I'll have to give it a 9. I can't give it a 10. I can't. But I'll give it a 9. I feel like the album is long. That's the only thing about long albums, because there can be some filler tracks, unfortunately. And not all are filler tracks, but not all are needed on this album. That's the only thing I would say. Like, it would have been great if it was just, like, at least a 17-track album. 15 to 17-track would have been more ideal, especially with some songs being only a minute or something, and your album is only an hour long for 23 songs, it's kind of like, confusing, in a way. Because some albums with 17 tracks is about that same amount. So, some songs, whether they're interludes or whatever, album could have been short, cut shorter. But from first track to last track, I definitely enjoyed it. My favorite tracks is Kill Bill, SOS, Love Language, Blind, Shirt, I Hate You, and Gone Girl. Yeah. We conceded of that girl, too. I can't even perform. But this was Chemistry of the Day. This was season 4, episode 21. And you already know, like, hit my website, Chemistry of the Day. Instagram, Chemistry of the Day. Everywhere you listen to motherfucking podcasts at, I'm there. Just check me out. And thank y'all for so supporting, surrounding with me. Things are going to change up soon, hopefully. And laters.